Welcome to Elemental Yin Yang Yoga, a winter practice. Begin lying on your back. If it's comfortable, take the soles of the feet together and the knees wide apart, placing blocks under your knees or thighs for a little bit more support. Rest your hands on your lower abdomen. Closing your eyes. Take a deep breath in through the nose and exhale it through the mouth. For our winter practice today, our focus will be primarily on regeneration. On the surface, winter can appear to be nothing more than a bleak expanse of time. Many of us hide inside of our warm homes and workspaces. But winter is very necessary for many plants and animals. And during these colder months, the earth sleeps, wrapped in its blanket of snow. Yet in the midst of this more dormant phase of the year, the blueprint for the future already exists. Of all the seasons, winter is the most yin in nature because it's colder and darker than the others. So your invitation for the practice today is to use your time and this space on the mat to reflect and contemplate, to conserve and preserve your body and your energy. Winter really is the perfect time for us to accept this invitation to slow down and regenerate in the shadow of shorter days and longer nights. In elemental yin-yang theory, the element most closely linked to the winter season is water. The cold, flowing, deep and wise element. And it's in this spirit we're going to move through our practice today. Begin by turning your attention to the breath. Feeling your hands arise and fall with each inhalation and each exhalation. Like waves rolling over the ocean. And if you're working with your breathing during this practice a little more consciously, then we're going to bring some of that ocean sound into the breath with just a very light contraction at the back of the throat, keeping the mouth closed, inhaling through the nose, and exhaling through the nose. Following the wave of your breath for a few more rounds. And then very slowly gather your legs up and start to rock gently from side to side. Eventually make your way over to one side and peel yourself all the way up, coming onto all fours. And if for any reason that doesn't work in your body, feel free to simply sit up and you can just be more creative with how you move through these first few postures. Bringing yourself into tabletop, otherwise. Taking your hands under the shoulders, knees under the hips. And begin to stretch your right leg back in space, lifting it up off the floor. And with no particular posture in mind, begin to explore the space around you with that right leg. Let every part of your leg and your foot become involved, so you're stretching your toes and bending your toes. You're moving the ankle and the knee. Be very creative in how you move that right leg. With, of course, the intention that you're moving it gently. So more like moving through water. If you were swimming in the ocean, how many different ways could you move that right leg? And we'll lower the right leg down to the floor. Now beginning to explore the space with your left leg. So reaching that left leg back to begin. And then moving all the different parts of your leg, your foot, your toes. See if you can imagine a way of moving that left leg that you haven't explored yet. Continuing to breathe in through the nose and out through the nose. Lower the left leg back down. And we'll repeat that exploration now with the right arm, stretching your right arm forward to begin, and then exploring as much space as your arm and your fingers and your elbow can possibly reach. Rather than feeling like you're moving through air, move your arm as though it's moving through water. Release the right arm, start to move your left arm. Don't forget to stretch the fingers and curl the fingers, moving as creatively through this flow as you can. And finally, releasing this side. Lift the hips up and back, pressing into downward facing dog. Taking one full breath in. Exhale as you bend the knees deeply, coming high onto your toes. Inhale to step, hop, or float your feet forward to the top of your mat. Lengthen up halfway. Exhale as you fold forward and down. Inhale, rolling or hinging all the way up to stand. And exhale the hands to heart center. We'll start to move into our more warming flow or the yang sequence now, beginning with one round of om. Take a deep breath in. Exhale to release the hands. Inhale, reach your arms up high overhead. Exhale, folding forward and down. Bend the knees if you need to. As you inhale, lengthen the spine forward, reaching about halfway up. And exhale, bring the palms flat to your mat. Step your feet back into a plank position, the top of a push-up. Holding this strong position as you breathe in. And as you exhale, you can either lower down into your chaturanga, your tricep push-up, or bring the knees down first and gently press the floor away as you lower yourself all the way down to your mat. Point the toes, pressing the tops of the feet down into the mat. Walk your hands beside your low ribs and inhale into a very gentle back bend, either a cobra, just lifting a few inches off of the mat, or you can move into upward facing dog and hold that position for one more breath. On your next exhalation, press yourself all the way back into downward facing dog. Check that the feet are about hip distance apart, the hands about shoulder distance apart. And as you breathe here, continue to reach your hips up and back, so that you're not letting your body's weight rest in the hands. You can imagine being magnetized towards the wall behind you. Continue to breathe in through the nose and out through the nose. Enjoy one more breath here. And as you exhale, come high onto your toes. Inhale to step or hop your feet forward, lengthening into a halfway lift. Exhale to fold forward and down. Grounding through the legs, inhale, rise all the way up to stand, reaching your arms high overhead. And exhale the hands to heart center. Let's move through that, building more heat by moving a little bit faster. Inhale, sweep those arms up. Exhale, diving forward and down. Inhale to lengthen up halfway. Exhale, ground your palms, make your way back into a plank, either stepping or hopping, and then push the floor away as you lower down to either chaturanga or right down to your belly. Point the toes, inhale to cobra or upward facing dog. Exhale to press back into downward facing dog. Breathing here. And as you breathe, notice if there is any tension or if you are overexerting in any part of your body that doesn't need to be involved at this moment. And as you exhale, come high onto your toes. Step, hop, or float your feet to the top of your mat. Lengthen up halfway. And exhale, melt forward and down. Inhale, grounding through the legs, rising up to stand. And exhale, the hands to heart center. This time, bend both knees. Inhale, reach the arms up as you squat down just a little bit further. And exhale, fold forward and down, straightening your legs as much as you can comfortably. Inhale up to a halfway lift. Exhale, ground your palms, step or hop your feet back into a plank. Pressing the floor away as you lower down to chaturanga. Inhale to your upward facing dog, lifting your chest, keeping the back nice and long. Exhaling to downward facing dog. As you inhale, reach your right leg up and back. Without throwing your shoulders out of alignment, start to bend your right knee, opening up your hip. And in the winter, our feet can be muted often by wearing boots and heavy socks. So we'll really stretch those feet, spreading the toes and curling them. Rotating your ankle one way and the other. Reach that right leg back up high and step your right foot forward to the top of your mat. Press up to your fingertips or take blocks under your hands for support here. And make sure that your right knee is either stacked on top of the right ankle at a 90 degree angle, or your knee is slightly behind the ankle. You just don't want your knee to go out past your ankle here in this position. Keep that back heel, that left heel, lifting as you root down through your legs. And when you feel very steady here, start to come all the way up to stand, keeping that right knee bent, left leg strong. Reach your arms up high, inhale. And as you exhale, bend your elbows, coming out into a cactus position with the arms. Moving slowly, again, as though you were moving through water. Inhale, begin to straighten your right leg only about 99% of the way towards straight. And exhale, bend that right knee on track. Inhale towards straight with the right leg. Exhale to bend. Inhale straight. Exhale bend. Inhale straight. Exhale to bend. Inhale, take your hands back down to either side of your right foot. stepping back into your plank. So you can either move through that little flow we've been doing, that plank to chaturanga, upward dog to downward dog. Or if you want to add one more element here, hold your plank for an extra breath in. Lower down to your tricep push-up. And then inhale straight back up to plank. We'll do that one more time. Inhale, hold. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, straight back up. And exhale into downward facing dog. From downward dog, inhale, lift that left leg high. Bend your left knee, start to open up your hip, and make sure that your shoulders stay relatively in line with one another. Spreading the toes. And curling the toes. Rotating the foot in one direction. Rotating the foot in the opposite direction. Inhale to lift your left leg up high one more time. And exhale, step it forward between the thumbs. Stacking your left knee over the ankle or slightly behind that ankle. Coming up onto the fingertips. The back heel stays lifted, feeling a nice stretch through that foot and strength and energy through that back leg. As you inhale, make your way all the way up to stand, holding that lunge position. And on the next inhalation, reach your arms up. Exhale, bending the elbows into cactus. As though you are moving through water here, the back leg stays as it is. Slowly inhale the left leg towards straight. Exhale, bend the knee no further than the ankle. Inhale the front leg towards straight. Exhale to bend your knee. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Exhale the hands back down to either side of that foot, grounding the palms, stepping back into your plank. Again, you can move through that lowering down and back up into upward dog, or we'll do three push-ups this time, inhaling, exhale, lowering down. Strong through the arms and legs, inhale all the way back up. Exhale, lower down. Keep bracing through your core. Inhale towards straight. Exhale, lower to your push-up. One more time, press the floor away. Exhale, lower back down. And from here, inhale, make your way into upward facing dog. Exhale, back into downward facing dog. Exhaling here. And on your next inhalation, reach your right leg up high. Exhale, draw the right knee into the chest, hovering forward for three. Sounded breath, two. On your last exhalation, step the right foot forward between the thumbs. Returning to your runner's lunge position with the right knee directly over the ankle. This time, if you need a little more support, feel free to keep your hands on the floor. We're going to work the back leg here. If you have your balance, for an added challenge, reach the arms up into crescent lunge, taking the hands overhead, shoulder distance apart, really strong through the arms. We'll keep the right knee bent over the ankle here in that right angle position. Take a nice deep breath in. Exhale, bend your left knee, your back knee, and hover it down 1 inch away from the mat or as deeply as you can comfortably. Inhale back towards straight with the back leg. Exhale, bend your back knee. Inhale back up. Exhale to bend. One more time. Inhale towards straight. Take one breath in. Exhale it out. On your next inhalation, lift your left leg up high. And exhale, draw the left knee into the chest as you hover forward into a three-legged plank, drawing your knee in and up towards the center line of the body. On your next exhalation, step your left foot forward between your thumbs, finding that runner's lunge position with the left knee directly over the ankle or slightly behind it. Once again, you are free to stay on the fingertips here or with your hands up on blocks. For an added challenge, however, lift your arms up, coming into crescent lunge, reaching your arms shoulder distance apart. Keeping the front leg as it is. Inhale. Exhale, bend your right knee, your back leg. Inhale it up towards straight. And exhale to bend. So don't let the hips bob up and down too much here. Really, we're working the back leg. Inhale towards straight. Exhale towards bent. One more time, inhaling up. Exhale to bend. Inhale back up. And exhale, bring the palms flat to your mat. Inhale as you step back into plank. Exhale, lower down to chaturanga or right down to the belly. Point the toes, inhale, upward facing dog. Exhaling all the way back into your downward facing dog. Take one more breath here in downward facing dog. And as you exhale, come high onto your toes. Inhale to step or hop your feet together to the top of your mat, lengthening halfway up. Exhale, bowing forward and down. Inhale, rising up to stand. Exhale, the hands to heart center. Separate your feet just a little bit, around hip distance apart. And as you exhale, start to sit back and down towards a squat that works in your body. So if your knees have any issues, you're going to want to make this much more shallow than someone who practices squatting regularly. Sitting back and down. Bring your hands onto your hips. With your hands resting on your hips, you will now be able to feel whether your hips start to bob up and down. And the goal for this little sequence is to keep your hips as still as possible and really just work through the legs. Inhale. Exhale. On your next inhalation, lift your left heel, rolling it up, stretching that left foot without lifting the hip. Exhale, roll that left heel back down. Inhale, lift your right heel. Exhale, lower the heel without moving your hip. Once again through the left, inhale, lift the heel. Exhale, lower it down. Inhale, the right heel up. Exhale, lower it down. This time we'll inhale, lift both heels, finding your balance. You may need to reach your arms forward or out to the side to help. Holding here. Without moving the hips, lower those heels back down. Again, lift your heels up. Exhale them back down. One more time. Inhale, lift your heels as high as you can, stretching the feet, feeling those thighs really working. And exhale, bring your heels down to the floor, fold forward and down. Inhale as you lengthen up halfway. Exhale, ground your palms, step or float your feet back, coming into a plank. Lower down to chaturanga or right to your belly. Inhale through your cobra or upward dog. Exhaling back into downward facing dog. Step your right foot forward between your thumbs. Spin the back heel down and windmill your arms open into warrior two. So the right knee should be once again stacking either on top of the ankle or slightly behind that right ankle. Opening up the hips, reaching your arms wide at shoulder height out to your side. We're going to keep the legs as they are for this position. Getting a little bit of movement through the mid and upper back so you're not straining at all. Inhale, sweep your right arm up and back into exalted warrior. Exhaling back to warrior two. Inhale, sweep that right arm up and back. Exhale like you're moving through water. One more time. Inhale, sweep the arm up and back. Exhale, back to warrior two. Inhale, straighten your right leg 99% of the way, reaching the whole torso out to the side over that right leg, moving down into your version of triangle pose, Trikonasana. With the hand resting somewhere down that right leg or onto a block, open up your chest. Lifting your chest towards the sky. Reaching your left arm up. Feeling the wave of your breath move through the body. Exhale as you look down. Inhaling all the way up. Exhale, pivot on your feet, taking the short edges of your feet parallel to the short edges of your mat. And if for any reason your knees don't allow this position, you can change the positioning of your feet to better suit your personal needs. Inhale, taking the hands to the hips, lift the chest. Exhale, folding forward and down, taking your torso down through the center line of the body between the legs. Take your right hand, press it underneath your face, reaching the arm towards straight. On your next inhalation, open up the chest, and you have the option of lifting your left arm up into twisted star. Lengthening the torso. And because we're dealing with the water element and the winter season, this stimulates qi or energy throughout the kidney area of the body. On your next exhalation, soften that right arm. Bring your left palm now under your face. We'll twist in the opposite direction, inhaling to lengthen forward. Exhale, start to turn your torso towards the sky. Reaching now your right arm up. Lifting up against gravity. This also helps to stimulate the channels of the water element. Taking one more breath to twist this out. And exhale as you release your hands back down to the floor. Soften the knees, walking around to the front of your mat, stepping back into downward facing dog. Now we'll step the left foot forward between the thumbs, spinning the right heel down to the floor. Windmill your arms open into warrior two. Having a look down at that left knee, make sure that it's not moving out past the ankle. Grounding through the feet, and we'll just move through the torso here. This is very subtle. Again, moving through water. Flip your left palm to the sky. Inhale to open up your chest into exalted warrior. Exhale back into warrior two, stacking shoulders over hips. Inhale, open back up into exalted warrior. Exhale, warrior two. Let's do that one more time. Inhale, sweeping the arm up, flowing through. And exhale back to your warrior two position. This time, inhale, straighten the left leg 99% of the way, reaching the torso, lengthen it out over the left leg, and slide your arm down your shin or to your block. Open up the chest and reach your right arm to the sky as you find your triangle pose. Take one more breath here. Exhale, pressing into the outer edge of your back foot to come all the way up. Exhale, release the arms to the hips, spinning your feet parallel to the short edges of your mat. Interlace your fingers behind you and inhale, open up the chest. Exhale, begin to bow forward, letting your torso melt down to the floor as the arms reach up and over, finding a very gentle shoulder stretch. So don't overdo this. Breathing deeply in. Sounded breath out. Release your hands, bringing your hands directly under your shoulders. Now you can bend the knees if you need to here. You're going to press your palms directly under the shoulders or onto the floor or onto blocks. And the work here is just to play with a little bit of weight transfer. You don't need to hop. You don't need to jump. We're simply going to play with transferring your body's weight into the arms. So keep your arms relatively straight. Start to lift your heels up, coming to the highest point on your toes that you can, pressing your arms firmly down, drawing and bracing in through the core. And we're going to hold this lifted handstand prep for five. Sounded breath, four. Keep lifting those heels, three. Keep squeezing the inner arms, two. Last exhalation, lower your heels back down. Bend the knees. Walk your hands around to the front of your mat to either side of that left foot as you turn that left foot back out, stepping back into plank and lower down to chaturanga. Inhale, upward facing dog. Exhale, downward facing dog. So if that last posture was more than enough for you as your final yang pose, feel free to come to child's pose for the next few breaths, preparing yourself for your yin sequence. If you have one more yang posture in you, you're going to utilize your inner resources, really giving some energy to this next posture. Come forward into plank position, the top of a push-up. And you can modify this however you need to. So your knees can come down. You can bring your elbows to the floor. Really do make this your own. Finding your version of plank, step your right big toe just outside of your mat. And then step it back to center. Step your left big toe to the outside edge of your mat, keeping the legs straight. Tap it back to center. Let's do that again. Tap the right foot out, back to center. Tap the left foot out, back to center. From your plank, bend your right knee, hover it 1 inch away from the mat. Straighten the right leg back. Bend your left knee, hover it 1 inch away from your mat. Take it back up. Bending right and straighten, left and straighten. Now we're going to hover both knees off of the mat together and straighten. Both knees hover and straighten. Both knees hover and straighten. Now the grand finale. Modify this as needed. Come to the outer edge of your right foot, inner edge of your left, lifting into your side plank. If you're very comfortable in this pose, you might begin to hover your left leg up high, catching the shin, catching the big toe, opening it up into a nice strong arm balance. Steady through the core, steady through the legs. Flowing through the other side, release the foot, flipping over to the left, stacking your right foot on top. Open up the chest really strong, giving your last ounce of energy to this posture as you lift into your deepest modification. And then exhale to release, coming all the way back and down into our first yin posture, child's pose. And as we start to settle into the yin part of practice today, notice yang energy moving in your body right now. Notice your heart rate. Notice the quality and the speed of your breathing. Notice the heat you might feel in your muscles, the sweat you might feel on your brow. And if some of those postures are newer for you, especially the last few that we did, the handstand prep and those side planks, you may notice some fear that came up. This is really common unless you've spent a lot of time in these types of postures so that you really trust your arms and the weight of your body resting in them. But that is why these are perfect winter water apex postures. They require so much work, so much time. And you can seek out experience, the experience and expertise of every yogi you know. but you don't get the wisdom and the experience of the posture for yourself until you apply all of your resources, all of your energy and your time, and go through those uncharted waters in order to get to the other side. So enjoy a moment here, just feeling very satisfied by the amount of effort that you have exerted, and gratitude for a body that allows you to take on this physically demanding practice. From here, start to ease yourself all the way up into a seated position, extending your legs out in front of you. The next yin posture you will come into is a supported forward fold. So feel free to separate your feet about hip distance apart and place your arms or your forehead out in front of you on a block or another support, like a bolster, finding a gentle depth as you fold forward so that you can relax the muscles of the back and dissolve tension in your face and neck. In each of our yin postures, there are only three things you need to do. And they're all very simple. Your only job is to find a depth that allows you to be very still, comfortably relaxed, and allows you the freedom to let go. Winter is the perfect time to turn our attention inward and contemplate deeply who we are, what our purpose is, and where we want to go next. But the quality of attention and awareness and reflection that you can take on in your yin poses is more like listening than thinking. So the mind is very used to generating questions and answers. In these more quiet yin postures, you are free to shift your attention off of that generating into a more receptive listening position, using the arms to very gently help you to come all the way back up. Bend your knees and begin to windshield wiper your legs gently from side to side. Separate the feet a little bit wider, about mat distance apart. And the next time your legs fall to the right, let them land there. Move the right heel up just in front of your left thigh, acting like a wedge or a doorstop. If this is already deep enough for you, stay where you are. Otherwise, start to walk your hands around to the right, starting to twist, maybe coming to your elbows, perhaps resting down on your blocks, your bolster. being very mindful not to overdo this twist. As we rest here in stillness, enjoying a few moments of ease and relaxation. There's no need to fidget or fix. Moving slowly out of the position, coming out of your twist, and begin to windshield wiper the legs once again from side to side. This time, let your legs fall to the left. Move the left heel just in front of your right thigh. So you're creating a triangle of space. And then slowly begin to twist over towards the left. Stopping when you found that depth you can maintain for the next 3 minutes or so. As you arrive, give yourself the freedom to do as little work here as possible, enjoying your still relaxation. Ease yourself down onto your back. Bend your knees and draw your knees into your chest, taking the knees in towards the armpits. You can interlace the fingers across your shins here, holding the knees in towards the chest. Or if you're going into the next variation of this posture, coming into dead bug pose, take your heels over your knees, keeping those knees bent. Reach up to catch the inner or outer arches of the feet. And bring your head onto a block or a rolled up towel if you need a little bit more height so that you're not straining through the shoulders and arms or the back. Let gravity do as much of the work as possible, remaining here for just a few moments. Finally, release your posture. Draw the knees back into the chest, rocking gently from side to side. And we'll prepare for our most yin posture of all, Shavasana. If you find that your low back tends to get a little sore laying here, roll up a blanket or a towel under your knees and see if that helps you to rest more comfortably for the next 10 minutes. Make sure you have everything you need to be warm and comfortable here. And once you're ready, let those legs fall open towards the outer corners of your mat. Move the arms down by your side. Take the palms face up. Resting the head comfortably here. Take one more deep breath in, letting everything go. One more time, inhale, and let it go. So give yourself this opportunity to be as still and as relaxed as possible, allowing the waves of breath and consciousness to move freely, uninhibited. With no intervention, and enjoy the freedom of having nothing you need to control or change. Nestled safely and comfortably here, with all aspects of yourself, the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual.
Pura purva suvaha tat savi tu
And now slowly begin to deepen your breath, bringing back a subtle movement to your fingers and your toes, rotating your wrists and your ankles. On your next inhalation, reach your arms up, taking a nice big stretch here. Bending your knees, rocking gently from side to side until finally your legs carry you over to one side. Make your way slowly up to a seated position. Noticing the level of awareness and energy you are experiencing right now. The winter season is the perfect time to carve out space in your life for that which nourishes you. Not just your yoga practice, but all aspects of your health and lifestyle can be considered. And I hope that this practice inspires you to take that awareness and that energy into those other corners of your life and all of the lives that you touch by your presence and your work. And let's close the practice together with one round of Om, pressing the palms together at heart center. Namaste.